Mein heutiger Gast im Antenne 1 Star Podcast ist Samu Haber. Ja, Samu kennt ihr bestimmt alle als Sänger der Band Sunrise Avenue oder als Coach von The Voice of Germany. Samu und seine Band haben sich ja zum Leid vieler tausender Fans getrennt. Jetzt feiert der beliebte Finne aber sein Solo-Comeback. Einen Tag vor Release seiner neuen Single haben wir uns getroffen und er war echt wahnsinnig nervös vor dieser Veröffentlichung. Ja, wir haben über die ganz außergewöhnliche Entstehung des Songs gesprochen. Kleiner Spoiler, es hat mit einer Begegnung in einer Sauna zu tun. Wo auch sonst in Finnland. Wir haben über Samus nicht vorhandenes Talent zum Tanzen gesprochen. Dann haben wir noch darüber gesprochen, wie es sich für ihn jetzt eigentlich so anfühlt, ohne seine Band unterwegs zu sein. Und er hat mir erzählt, auf was wir uns dieses Jahr sonst noch so von ihm freuen dürfen. Das und noch ganz, ganz viel mehr hört ihr jetzt. Ich wünsche euch ganz viel Spaß mit Samu Haber.
Ihr hört den Antenne 1 Star Podcast.
And like I said, I prepared myself to speak German to you. Don't you want to try?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Samu, klär uns auf. Wo warst du so lange? Where have you been?
Ich war in Finnland mit meinem finnischen Musik.
Das ist alles?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can't do this. Yeah.
Do it in English, that's fine.
Last time I was here was 18 months ago on a farewell tour of Sunrise Avenue. After that, 11 days after that, I started the Finnish tour, actually, because the pandemic, it messed up everything. But yeah, I've been on tour, actually doing a lot of shows in Finland. I released an album, like many singles and stuff, and a lot of TV shows and everything. And now I've been preparing my little English journey in English also here in Germany. So I could not be happier.
Beautiful. I feel like you've been gone somehow.
But you know, we had a big virus in Finland.
I know.
Yeah, you had it here too?
Yes, we did.
Let's not talk about it.
It's, No.
But yeah, I was away actually. I didn't come much to Germany the last 4 years or like 4.5 years because 2019, we announced that we quit with Sunrise Avenue. Yeah. Then the pandemic hit us and then it was the farewell tour and that's actually all. So yeah, I was gone for a long time.
So it's a small comeback for you, right?
It's a big comeback
for me. It's a big comeback for me.
Es ist ein großes Zurückkommen für Samu.
Ein großes, yeah, it's a comeback. We say it in German too. It's a comeback.
Ich sage, weil ich spreche Hochdeutsch, ich sage, es ist ein großes Zurückkommen für Samu und seine Musik.
Und wir freuen uns sehr, sehr, sehr darüber. Endlich bist du wieder da.
Wirklich?
Finally, you're back. Yes.
Vielen Dank.
What I also read, that you did some fighting in between and you actually got a belt, right?
Yes. I don't do fighting. I mean, I do fighting, but it's more like a sport. You do like sparring and fighting and wrestling and everything. But yeah, I have actually already 10 belts now. So.
Wow.
You start.
So what kind of fighting is it?
It's a Muay Taekwondo. It's like the modern combat Taekwondo, like karate, a little
okay.
bit like Korean karate. Yeah.
Okay.
And I
so
love
don't
it.
Mess with Samu.
No, you can mess with Samu. The more you learn that fight, jiu-jitsu or karate or Taekwondo, the more you understand that fighting is not good.
Yeah. What I also read is that you've been spending some time in the sauna.
Every day.
And something special happened in the sauna. Is that true?
Are you talking about that thing or that thing?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, I will not tell you about the other thing, but one day last summer, I was in sauna after my Taekwondo training, actually. And I was sitting there and, you know, like very tired of the training and like getting ready to rest. And then there's some person in the other corner of the sauna and he's like, hey, you're Samu Haber. It's like, not now. Like, please. And he said, like, I'm really sorry to disturb you, but I'm a music producer and you may not know me, but I worked with a lot of artists in Finland and I really would love to work with you too. So would you please give me one day, like anywhere in the calendar, I make it free for you and we work together. That is when I met my great new friend Ilkka, who is also producing my album now. And these things usually doesn't happen, but I'm very happy.
It's so random.
It's so random. And I think it only can happen in Finland.
Yeah. Why?
Because, I don't know, like in German sauna, nobody talks.
Right.
In Germany, this would happen in Biergarten.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Or in the Musikantenstadel.
Yeah. Okay, so tomorrow is the big day.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm very tired because I can't sleep because I'm so nervous. So I slept maybe 5 hours again last night because it's getting closer and closer. In the beginning, it's really nice. You write a song, then you produce the song, you record all the instruments and you're like, it's so cool. And then you're in your own little bubble in your car driving and singing the song. And also then the date gets closer and then you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's going out. I told my manager last year when I released the Finnish album, I said like, please, if I ever tell you that I want to release music, stop me. Don't let me release music because my heart can't take it. But here we are again then. I'm super nervous, but I'm also super excited.
Yeah. And I'm sure people will love it. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
The new song is called Give Me Your Hand. What is it about?
It's about love for yourself or for another person. I think we are the most alive when something big is about to happen, and you never know where life goes actually. But if you really want to do something on you, or you want to, I don't know, ask somebody out on a date, or if you want to change your job, or if you want to do something like that, you should do it. And it means that you always, like, you know, you jump to the emptiness and you hope that life carries you. And it's, I think this one is like song for Samu, myself, like, Samu, let's go. Let's go back to, you know, touring Europe and doing all this music stuff in English. But it's about love for a friend, for a romantic person, or for yourself.
Is it also connected to you quitting with Sunrise Avenue?
Not that. That's so long ago, because that's 4 years ago. And that was really emotional, actually. Like, the hardest decision, probably, in my life. Because I have experienced like leaving somebody romantically and also, you know, moving to another country and all these like big things. But quitting Sunrise Avenue was really, really heavy. And I had to think about it for like, I don't know, for years maybe, but at least for the last year, so many nights I was walking in, also in Stuttgart, in Berlin, in Helsinki, in Stockholm, in fucking Sydney, Australia. Like, is this really what needs to be done? And that was hard. But this song is not about that. This is about the new beginning. And about that hope that there is something nice out there waiting for us.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of know that this is not the last song of your solo project.
No,
there is another song. It's the first song, and I think I know what the second song is.
You do?
I think so. It's something with dance, right?
It might be that that's not the second song. Uh-huh. But actually, I'm going to release a lot of music now this year. So the typical thing is you release a song, you wait 5 months trying to build it as a hit. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to release a lot of music even through the summer, like before the autumn, and then the whole album in October. So I don't want to wait another 18 months to be on stage. So, but the dance thing, it's definitely coming at some point.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Really?
Like, honestly, yes. And if I'm being honest, I liked it more than Give Me Your Hand.
Ah.
Yeah.
Can we still change the release? We'll get it later. We'll get it later.
Okay, I can't wait for it because it's so much fun, you know?
But I think actually Give Me Your Hand, it fits better to the start, and then when the party started and some of the emotions are out, then we go to dance floor. And
yeah.
I'm very known. How do you say known or famous in German?
Berühmt.
Ich bin ganz berühmt wie eine Tanzer in Finnland.
Ja?
Ja.
Zeig. Show us.
No. Wenn ich tanze, es ist ein bisschen zu viel für normale Menschen.
Wir sind keine normalen Menschen.
Ja, aber es ist noch zu viel für euch.
Okay, was müsste ich tun, damit du für uns tanzt? Was brauchst du?
What?
Alcohol. Do you need alcohol to do some dancing for us?
No. No alcohol.
This will not happen?
No. I don't think I will ever dance, but maybe with that song.
There is a show on German television. It's called Let's Dance. This could be something for you.
Yeah, and I will actually be part of the next season of the Let's Not Dance.
Well, anyway.
I should have that TV program, you know, like Let's Not Dance Germany. Deutschland sucht den next not dance person.
Well, maybe you can show us some of your dance moves when you're on tour, because I read that you're going on tour.
I am definitely going on tour. So I've been touring Finland now 18 months. Small clubs, a lot of small clubs. And I have to say, I missed it a lot. Of course, 2 years in, you know, watching Netflix and having toilet paper and like red wine with you at home, like everybody else on the planet. It was so nice to be on stage and to play music and to sing music. But Last year in the summer, I came to Germany to see a show of actually my friends from Finland. The band is called Cyan Kicks. They played in Berlin and I was like in the club like, okay, fuck, like this is cool. And then they played in Hamburg the next day. I said, okay, I'm renting a car and I'm driving with you. I went to Hamburg to their show and I was like, I have to come back here. Like, I was so jealous. I watched them on stage. They had almost a full club. And I was like, why are they playing? And I'm not playing. I want to, like, give me a bass or anything. I want to go there. So everywhere I drive these 2 weeks, like Austria, Switzerland, Germany, in Finland, I'm just thinking about the clubs, like the electricity and, you know, like arenas are really cool. They're really, really nice. We did the, what's the arena here? It's the
Porsche Arena.
With the Sunrise Avenue boys, it's fantastic and it's amazing. You have screens and lasers and whatever. But in the clubs, if something happens, it's like, oh, stop the song, let's start it again and whatever. It's so cool. You can have a beer. I mean, I never have a beer on stage, but you could have a beer on stage. And yeah, I'm going on tour. But first, I want to have the album out, of course, because...
Makes sense, so people can sing along.
Would be pretty bad playing one song.
Maybe dance.
Maybe dance. Should I have like... I mean, you know the other song. Should I have dance mode for that?
Sure. You should put it on TikTok. Yeah, of course. A dance for your song.
That's what everybody's doing.
I know.
I'm not 18. I would look stupid. Well, I would look stupid even though I would be 18.
No, you can do it.
And dancing is not for me.
Okay.
It's like, I like to move, like, you know, on stage and like in taekwondo and stuff. But dancing, it feels like, you know, some people are not meant to do something. And I'm not meant to dance. I hear that the world is, die Welt ist besser, wenn Samu nicht tanzt.
Okay. But do you do some dancing when you're home alone, nobody's watching?
No.
Dancing is fun, come on.
I never do that. I would never do that in front of a mirror and like flirt with myself. Of who does that? I would never do that. Especially last night in the hotel, I didn't do it in front of a mirror like... Hey, sexy, I would never do that. Especially like, you know, touching your... Oh,
okay, stop.
Yes.
That's enough.
Ciao.
Yeah, bye. I think everybody does that, but then nobody's watching.
Right. Okay, I lost my...
Yeah.
I do that every morning.
Yeah.
Some dancing. Good.
Good morning, hands up. Yeah.
Okay, back to the club tour. You've played a couple shows in Finland, you said?
A lot of shows.
A lot of shows in Finland, you said? And what would you say is the best thing about being on stage solo compared to being on stage with a band? I mean, you still have a band, but it's not Sunrise Avenue.
It's not Sunrise Avenue. I'm not saying that everything is better, but it's new and it's fresh. I only have three guys with me now, at least in the Finnish shows. I play the piano myself and it's like a little smaller, a little, I don't know, the songs were new, the language was new. I have no idea how it's going to be on stage with my own thing in Germany or, you know, because we will know later this year, hopefully. But in a way, it's the same. I have the same guitar, same jeans, same chucks.
Same voice,
you know, the same kind of things with me. But of course, the songs are new. But I have to say it was fun. I mean, nothing can take away the Sunrise Avenue thing from my heart. It was like, that was like mega. It was huge.
Yeah.
But I like to be on the new road.
Would you say your sound has changed?
Yeah, I'm more intelligent now. My sound, like my overall music sound?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, it changes all the time. If you take the first Sunrise Avenue album with like Fairy Tale Gone Bad, it was those... days were more rocky, and then Lifesaver, it was easier, softer, like melancholic, and then whatever, I mean Hollywood Hills in between, it changes all the time anyway. So I think I still do the same, like quite simple songs, simple melodies, simple texts, and I don't know, but I never really think about it.
You just do what you feel like,
what
right?
What feels good here. Yeah,
perfect. That's the best thing you can do, I think. You will be playing in Germany. Do you already know if you are playing in Stuttgart?
I would be very, very surprised if I wasn't playing in Stuttgart. So I think so. But first we have to finish the album, because if the album is not out, then we can't have the shows booked. So I really hope that there's a show in Stuttgart as well. But we have to find a small club for that from here. But I think so. But first things first. So first song out, then like I'm going to be 3 weeks on the road doing interviews and stuff. And then I'll go back to the Bat Cave and like prepare everything on the music side. And if it looks good in a month, then we can say, okay, go book the shows, set the date for the album and all that. But I don't want to rush in with things.
Okay. So we will just keep our eyes and ears open to see if you're coming to Stuttgart.
I will be. I think I'll be. I have to come to Stuttgart if I come to Germany.
Right.
Only playing like everywhere else and not Stuttgart.
No, this is not going to happen because Stuttgart is the most beautiful city in the world, of course.
It is.
And when you think of Stuttgart, what comes to your mind?
Michi and Schmudo, first thing.
Michi and Schmudo. Right,
yeah, but they are so sweet. They are like, I mean, they are my idols in a way. They're so cool. They're so warm-hearted. They're so damn funny. They're like so funny. We had so much. How many seasons did we do together? And, you know, so full of love. And they're so like enjoying what they do. And they've been on the road for 30, whatever, like many years, full of laughter. And I love to compete against them. It's like, you know, like a fair fight every time. But it still feels bad every time you lose. But they are super cool. And of course, like I'm a big car person, so it's a car city. But now, actually, if my manager is listening, I want to come to Stuttgart on tour because I want to see how it's moving forward with the renovation in the center, because that was a shock last time I came here.
You mean the train station?
And the whole area. It took like 45 minutes to get to the hotel through these tunnels and stuff. But
let me tell you that much. It's still like...
At the end of the year?
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, we have the same in Helsinki, Mannerheimstrasse. It's the biggest street, and they are renovating that, and it takes like 3 or 4 years. They're doing all the electricity, I don't know, everything, and everybody's so angry about it. Mm-hmm. But if they wouldn't do it, everybody would be so angry that it's so bad or whatever. So we have to accept that the world is changing around us, and they want to renovate the Hauptbahnhof of Stuttgart, Samu Haber, 2024.
You know, it's called...
I'm really sorry. I'm really tired already.
You know, it's called... Isn't... This whole project is called Stuttgart 21. And this is why it was supposed to be finished by 2021.
But it's 24 already.
It's 24 already. And I think they just changed it to 28 or something. 29.
But actually, I saw the guys building today, and it's the same people who were doing the Berlin airport. So you're in good hands.
Oh, shit.
First they did the pyramids 3,000 years ago, then the Berlin airport. And now, congratulations, you have them here.
Wow, yay. Anyway, if you don't ride the train, you go by car. And there's one story I read, and this is that... A whole autobahn in Germany, the A26, was fully closed because of you. Is that true?
Because of me?
Why? Yeah, some Finnish film production?
Yeah, but that was a movie probably then.
Yeah.
The movie where I played. But I didn't know they closed the whole autobahn.
This is what I read.
Oh, sorry for that. But it's I was just acting. I wasn't like stopping the train. I don't do the plans.
What kind of movie is it?
It's... I don't know what they call it in English or in German. It's the Grump or something like that. It's about a Finnish, it's a like a comedy, Finnish comedy. I was playing Otto, a musician who lives in a trailer park, in a caravan park in somewhere in Germany maybe. And Otto is playing guitar by the campfire, easy. I only had like maybe 5 words that I had to say like, hey Klaus, what's up? And the director was like, yeah, good job. What do you have to say? Hey, Klaus, what's up? What did I have to say? Hey, Klaus, what's up? It was cool.
Could you imagine doing some more acting?
I think singing and making music is more my thing, but it's so cool to try new things. It was very interesting because you like have to do your, what do you call them? Like Polaroid pictures of yourself, and like they measured everything, and like, and then there's just like, okay, we're going to fix your hair like this, like, oh, and you have nothing to say about it. And like, you wear that shirt, it's like, yeah, I don't like, those pants don't look good on him. It's like, but it's cool. It was nice to be in a movie set and so many professional people, what it takes. And it's a Kauris Mäki movie. Kauris Mäki is a very famous Finnish director. So it was an honor working with him.
Kauris Mäki movie?
Kauris Mäki. There's Mika and Aki Kauris Mäki, they're brothers, but Kauris Mäki.
Okay.
Check it out.
Yeah, cool. I have another random question for you. We will have a project here soon where a single lady is trying to find her dream man. And she's going, no, they are, the men are going up in a lift and the door is opening and she has to decide whether she wants to date them or not. So I was thinking of asking you what the best way is to flirt with somebody. How does Samu Haber flirt?
Samu Haber doesn't flirt, but I don't know, the whole dating and the whole, you know, swiping left and right and the whole, like, I want to have this and this in life. I think it's like so... I think it's so bad, but I don't know. I think you should you know, go to people and talk to them, be yourself. I think the most inviting, like the, when I really like somebody is when somebody actually shows their real selves to me, not like hiding behind like whatever, you know, Gucci, something, whatever, like, or like too many like overwords about themselves. It's the most, when you like somebody the most, or when you love somebody the most, is when somebody is honest and even shows the other, you know, the weaker side, the uglier side. That's where you actually get close to somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love with my friends, with anybody who I like close to me. Mm-hmm. So of course, if you go on a date, maybe you wash your hair and, you know, like change your shirt after your whatever running class or something. But try to be yourself, because that's actually very attractive. That's very sexy. If you have the strength and the power to be who you are, this is sexy.
True.
Not the high heels.
True. But still,
in my opinion, if somebody thinks that the fishnets and that's what it takes, do it all, put the ball in your mouth, anything you like. But being true, that's very sexy.
I'm sure you also have them in Finland. There are some really bad, like, flirting sentences. Like, is there...
Steal the stars out of the sky and put... Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're everywhere. What's the best in German?
I don't know.
Tell me one.
Your style is not so good.
Your style is not that good. Yeah, I'm going to use that next time. Thank you. Once somebody told me that... I had a, what do you call it, I had a plumbing accident at my place. Can I come and shower at your place?
No. Okay. I'm done again here.
I'm out of eggs. Can I have an omelette at your place?
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Der Star Podcast bei Antenne 1.